Episode 2 of Don't Be That Girl. We discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating in our community. This platform is built to get us, men and women, talking to each other and not at each other. We want to keep the conversation going in our local cities and living rooms across the nation. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today is non-exclusive dating, the why, how, and the when. So I'm going to start off by saying this is definitely, I will say, a controversial subject. And I think I have identified through conversations, through focus groups, and through some research as to why it's so controversial. But we're going to go ahead and jump on into it. This topic is for those that are looking to be in a monogamous, committed relationship with, let's say, just at the bare minimum, a mentally stable person. So if that's not what you're looking for, this conversation is not for you. This is not the conversation where we're talking about dating several people to have several flings or to be able to increase the notches on your belt or whatever they may call it nowadays. Yes, I will date myself if I say pop in the collar. I'm not really sure what the phrases are nowadays. I probably should have done some research on that. However, it's irrelevant. The point is, this conversation is for the serious person who is looking to have a monogamous, committed relationship with, at the bare minimum, a mentally stable person, human being. Now, we refer to it as non-exclusive dating. But here's one thing that's true about the English language that I think we have all come to understand. We can use one word, but then when we go to look up the definition of that word, or we go to define it, or we're in a conversation with someone else, their version of the word and our version of the word are two totally different meanings. So why don't we break this down? When we are referring to dating, just like I said, this is not for people who are looking not to be in a relationship. This is not for people who are just looking to have several people in their arsenal, several people on their roster. That is not what this is about. This is for those that are actually looking for a committed life partner. So if I'm looking, Mahogany, for a monogamous, one solamente person, how is dating more than one at a time gonna get me there? Makes no sense. Hear that all the time. Let's talk about it. So if you go to Webster's Dictionary, even though it's online, it's still at the top of your Google search list. Dating is defined as a usually romantic social arrangement to meet up with another individual. So again, this is still definition number 4, because dating or a date can mean a variety of things. But I think the key thing out of here is that date is synonymous with romance and social. If you go to the other definitions and other dictionaries, you will see again under dating, romance. Now, let's go a little further. If you're looking to get into a monogamous relationship with somebody and you want to make sure they're mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically stable, fit, and a good match for you, do you need the first date to be romance? I'm just going to throw that out there. Let y'all think about that. While you're thinking about that, there's another word out there that used to be used many, many, many years ago when it came to a type of dating that led you to the altar, and it was called courting. Courtship. Now, if you take the time to look up the definition of courting or courtship, that is when usually the man, right? The man's the pursuer. It's because courtship, courting is very traditional. Very traditional, okay? There are certain elements that define and separate courtship from dating. But that courting, okay? Courting is seeking the affection of someone with the view of marriage. That's courting. Dating can go on for several days, months, weeks, years, with no defined type of relationship. Courting, however, absolutely different. Short time frame, family and usually religion is involved. People's both parties will share exactly what it is that they're looking for up front. They define whether or not they are a match, and the man pursues, the woman allows the pursuit, and what follows from there usually is an engagement followed up by nuptials. That is courting. Now, I thought I'd bring in a non-conventional word also while we're in the dictionary. And this one is an interview. Usually we hear the word interview or consulting in more of a formal setting when we're thinking of a job. But I thought this would be, just thought I'd throw it in there. Listen to this one. An interview, right, is a form of a consultation, usually to evaluate qualifications. Also, another definition, where you get information from a person from. As simple as that. So let's go back to why we're all here, dating. So you want to date, you want to be in a monogamous committed relationship with a person at the very bare minimum, mentally stable. How do you get there? You probably need to get to know the person. Can you get to know that person on a romantic date with candles and music and low lights, and you're looking sexy and she's looking sexy, and ooh, we got attraction and whatnot going on? Do you really get to know that person mentally, financially, emotionally, spiritually in a romantic setting? Or do you jump straight to courtship? Right? Because in courtship, hey, I already know I want to get married. I know exactly what I want. He knows exactly what he wants. And all we need to do is basically see if we can make this work. Hey, what we got here? Can we get the pieces of the puzzle to fit? Or on the other hand, here's an option. Could we take dating and expand it to something where it's more of like a casual opportunity for you to get to know a person, to find out if they qualify for courting you, and if they qualify to be on a date with you in a romantic social arrangement? And that, my dear friends and dear listeners, is what we're here to talk about today. When we speak of dating several men at one time, when we say several, we don't mean 10. We say a few. You know, most of us, if we are actually women of a certain substance, we do not have time to date more than possibly 3 at a time. But if you are serious and that's what you want to do, dating is more of maybe not dating, then maybe the word is meeting up with, getting to know. Getting to know. It's simply getting to know. Going out, meeting up with a person that could be a potential, so you can get to know that man, to find out if that man perhaps has what it takes in order to enter into a romantic or a monogamous and or monogamous committed relationship. But why? Why is that important? How does that even make any sense? Well, here are 3 reasons why dating more than one at a time is beneficial for females just as much as it is for men. 1, women are built to bond. We are absolutely hardwired to bond with people. If you don't believe me, fight me. If you don't believe me, go to the nearest hospital, go to the floor, labor and delivery, where they're having babies. You won't find one man giving birth to a baby, because we were built to have children, because we are built to bond. We are built to nurture. That is our role in the family. First with the husband, second with the children. That is what we do. That is our superpower. That is how we motivate. That is how we strengthen. That is how we guide. And that's how we lead, is through nurturing. But if we bond prematurely, then our senses of logic and common sense fly out the window, sis. Out the window. You don't even notice that the man ain't got no job. You don't even notice that the man at your house every day, eating up all your food, not contributing anything. You don't even notice that his story don't even make sense, or you have not validated one piece of his story at all, because you are bonding with this man. We text every day. We talk on the phone for 2-3 hours. What are you doing? Stop. Number two, reason number two, because men do it. You are naive if you are to believe that men, when they meet you, are not, if given the opportunity, dating more than one woman at a time. You don't believe that's true? Go down to your local clinic, your local urgent care, and find out the rate of STDs. Yes, they're rampant. Why? Because, and it's not blaming men because of that, but yes, people are going out here and sleeping around, just sleeping around with no protection, because they're dating, or their version of dating, several people at one time. Overlapping. It's a whole problem. It doesn't have to be a problem with the person that you're involved with, but that's why you have the vetting stage that we're talking about. The time that you get to know them, the time that you go out with them, the time that you hold back from the romance, the time you hold back from the physical interaction, the time that you hold back from the bonding, because men do it, so therefore they're able to be objective. We can as well, maybe not on their level, but close to it. And third reason, reason number three, it keeps your stock high. So what does that mean, keeping your stock high? Well, let's say, for instance, you go out, you meet a man. It's clear, you see him across the bar. And initially, there is a spark. He comes over on your side of the bar, starts a conversation, buys you a drink, and you hold this conversation. You have a lot in common, right? He's the right height, the right build, he lives in the right city, right? Locale, everything. You absolutely like this person. However, you start seeing him every single day after that, or talking to him every single day after that. What's going through the man's mind? The first thing that's going through his mind, believe it or not, ladies, is what was she doing before she met me? She got this much time to talk to me. I thought she was beautiful. I thought she was intelligent. I thought she was amazing when I met her. I thought we had an amazing conversation. We had this great chemistry. But now I realize 4, 5, 7 days in, we're talking all the time, 10 days in. You ever those moments where you have, it's all going great, and then a man ghosts you? Yeah, it's because he's psyching himself out, because he's sitting there wondering, how is it that at day zero, ground zero, we were nothing. Now we're all in. And so what's wrong with her? If she's so amazing, how is she sitting around waiting on me to show up? Yes, ladies, keep your stock high. We sit around and wait on no one. Ma'am, you're too busy for that. You have a whole career. You have a career. You have children. You have parents. You have friends. You have self-care. You have hobbies. And most importantly, you're now dating the fact, you're adding on the fact that you are also doing additional meetups. So you don't have time to put all and invest yourself into someone who has not proven and earned the right for you to do so, because he has to earn that. He needs to prove all those things. Also, another piece about a man and a man's nature, men want what someone else has. When you are not always available, every time they need or want to see you, that sends a signal to that man's mind that, ooh, if she's not with me, she may be with someone else. You don't even have to say it. Then that says, ooh, I may need to have that. Here's an illustration. Think about it. You have jewelry. And he wants to buy you jewelry, let's say from Zales. Are you familiar with this jewelry store, Zales? Or Tiffany & Company, right? That's a big price leap between the two. The jewelry on the surface may appear to be the same, but they absolutely are not. Just about anybody can walk into Zales and can get a credit card or a layaway plan and get jewelry for you. But Tiffany, on the other hand, not so much. We usually want what is coveted, what we cannot have, what seems out of reach. That is human nature. It is also even more the human nature of a male, ma'am. Keep your stock high. Stay busy. And this is not pretending to be busy. It's actually you are busy and not always available. Not that you are not available at times. You're not always available. Also, keeping your stock high shows that you are focusing on yourself. It's not about him. So many times we meet someone and we're so enamored that every other word is the man's name or what he said or what he did. It's not about him. It's about you. The female is the prize. It's about you. Keep your stock high. So three reasons why you should consider dating in the meetup style is one, you're built to bond. You will bond less. You'll bond much slower, which is good. You won't distort your logical thinking that allows your lens to see the man for who he is. Two, men do it. So now you've evened the playing field. This is not, we're not talking physical. Don't put yourself in danger. We're not saying that. You're getting to know the person mentally, physically, mentally, emotionally, not physically, and keep your stock high. Remember, focus on yourself. You are a person that has a life prior to them walking into yours. You only make room for someone when they've earned that spot. If that still doesn't make any sense to you, let's talk about when you say you want a monogamous committed relationship with a bare minimum mentally stable person, right? How long do you want it to last? Just throw a number out there for me. How long would it last? 6 months? I'm waiting. 5 months. A year? 5 years. 10? 30? Till death do us part? Okay. Now, think about other areas in your life when you have to make a commitment that is more than 5 years of your life. What in life do we commit to that's more than 5 years? Let's think. A job, a career, buying a house. For some women or some men, if they choose in vitro fertilization, if I want to raise a baby by myself, I go through the selection of picking either an egg or a sperm. What does that look like? Right? When they do that, let's say, let's pick one. I need a job, right? I'm looking for my dream job. I'm going on interviews. Am I only going to go on one interview and see it through before I go and engage in a second interview? Absolutely not, ma'am. You'd be like, that is absolutely ridiculous. What you just said is a waste of my time. Ah, so now it's a waste of your time when it comes to your job, huh? But you're willing to waste your time when it comes to a man who has not proven himself or has earned that spot in your life. How about a house? You're going to sign on a dotted line for a 30-year mortgage, and you only looked at one house at a time. That's what you want me to believe. You went out, you saw one house. You needed to go through the entire process of looking at the house, getting the inspection, putting in an offer, seeing if they'll accept the offer before you even consider looking at another one, because that would be cheating on this house. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No ham, no Sam, no ma'am. We all know none of that makes any sense. And yet here we are. On the other side, when it comes to the most important type of commitment and relationship that anyone can build in life, the one that you build with your life partner, the one that you choose and say, this is who I'm going to have children with, this is who I'm going to sign on the dotted line with till death do us part, this is who I'm going to actually co-sign on houses for, this is the person that when I pass my will, he's in my will. And yet you willy-nilly meet him at a bar, and because he bought you a drink and y'all had a couple of laughs, suddenly y'all talk every day? Suddenly, he your man 10 days later. Suddenly, he's at your house. Suddenly, 2 weeks later, you're an item. You got to know a person so well in 2 weeks, but it requires more than 2 weeks to get a job, to make a career, to buy a house. You choose a life plan to raise children, but we are recklessly out here dating. So why don't we think again when we sit back and say, no, dating multiple men at one time, that's reckless, that's cheating, that's not reasonable, that's not me. Maybe it's not you in the sense of the way that you are currently dating, but maybe we could be a bit more open-minded as to how we're approaching. I want a monogamous, committed relationship with a bare minimum, mentally stable person. You look at that something that's lifelong, you might want to actually look at this in a lifelong manner. Take it more seriously. Value your time and value your worth enough that everyone doesn't get a full hour out of you. Everyone doesn't get to take you to romantic places. Everyone doesn't get to see the best from you. You first need to see if that person deserves that. You first need to see what it is that you want. So what does that look like, ladies? Well, here are four ways that you could possibly, if you wanted to consider dating more than one person, or we'll say meetups. I like the word meetup better, to be honest. Four ways on how to do the dating meetups. One, when you meet a guy, please keep your phone and text conversations to a minimum, all right? No texting all damn day. No phone conversations more than 18 minutes, okay? 15 can sound really, really short. 20 minutes can be too long. 18 minutes is your little sweet spot. Trust me on this one. Keep the conversations short in the beginning. In this way, this encourages him to actually want to see you in person. Some of us are text people. Some of us are people that talk on the phone. But most importantly, what you want to do is get to seeing this person in real life. You want to see this person as they maneuver through different situations so you can identify different qualities and weaknesses and strengths that this person may have that may be a match for you. And the match that will either strengthen some of your ways or complement you in certain ways. Number two, keep the location low pressure, one course or one activity at a time. So what does that mean? When you're doing this, it doesn't have to be a long drawn out. We're going to Chops. We're going to Morton Steakhouse. It doesn't have to be a whole sit down white tablecloth dinner. It doesn't have to be he's taking you to the theater. It actually can be, as the cliche, the coffee date. It can be going and shooting pool. It could be we're playing bowl. We're bowling. It could be something such as that. Why? Keeping the location low pressure, one activity or one course, allows you now not to concentrate on what you're doing so much, but to concentrate on what you're doing and on how the other person is responding to all of the interactions that they're having in that moment. One courses can be just drinks, or it could be just coffee, or it could be just dessert. That really encourages you and forces you to have conversation. You can listen to the cues of what a man is saying, watching his behavior, and you're also looking for things that you don't see. That's all very important. Activities. Don't do too many activities in one day. Just keep it to one. Shooting pool. You can see, is he coordinated? Is he strategic? Does this person like sports? Does he not like sports? How does he get along with the wait staff? Is he mean? Is he kind? Is he generous when he tips? Tells you a lot about his qualities, his intrinsic qualities. That is what's happening on these low pressure, one course, one activity dates. Number three, if it just so happens that one of these guys that you are having meetups with, you actually do like, right? The attraction is there, you like him, but still, he hasn't come straight out and been like, hey, I wanna date you, like, and confirmed all this. Gotta force yourself to continue to keep yourself open, to meet other gentlemen for a while. You do not stop meeting other gentlemen or seeing other people until he says that he is ready to be exclusive. Why is this important? The reason for this is because, again, we as women, as nurturers, as bonders, we naturally can get into a position where we will distract ourselves and we will not see what's really in front of us. So when we force ourselves, even though we may like someone, but we force ourselves to be out, now we can compare and contrast, right? Now you have someone in real time, not someone from your past, because honey, that's called having baggage, like Erykah Badu. We don't want to do that. It's PTSD. Too many of us do that in relationships. But compare and contrast when you're on dates and you see and you're able to say, oh, wow, this person opens the door for me. But this person always offers to send home a dessert for my child. This person is seeing a mental health specialist, which I'm a big proponent of. But this person engages me in really deep conversations, and you're able to identify the pieces that you really love and like about either men or that you really like about relationships, what attracts you, what you need, what you want. Number four, sis, don't give away the cow with the milk. Ma'am, be aware of how you dress and how you handle yourself in your conversations. Be seductive, but not slutty. Be alluring, but not hoish. Be intelligent, but not obnoxious. Keep him coming back for more. You keep these dates a bit succinct, right? And the way that you come looking is seductive, alluring, intelligent, but not like somebody that he definitely want to take home tonight. Not somebody that he feels that he has to come and break out all the encyclopedias on and prove to you that he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Keep the pressure low. When you keep the pressure low, this allows him to let his guard down. Men are, they're naturally the type that are hunters and they want to impress you. So the more you come with the looks, from the cleavage to the legs, to the form fitting, to the makeup, all of it, to the smell, all of it's alluring. But when you pile on too much at one time, the pressure is on him and he feels he has to conquer. You want to remove the conquering part on that physicality side, and he has to bring it now on the mental side. He should learn that you are strategic. He should learn that you are humble. But he should also learn that you are intelligent and he's not going to get a fast one over on you. But he should also know from going out with you that you are not an alpha woman, but you have a level of femininity in you that allows you to receive from him. You will follow his lead. You will listen to him, even though his direction may not be the best at that moment, but that's okay, because this is not an opportunity for him to prove whether or not he is your marriage mate. This is an opportunity for him to simply show you who he is today. And ma'am, those are the four ways that you can do the dating meetups until you end up in an exclusive relationship with someone. So to recap, the four ways before the dates and throughout: keep the phone and the texting at a minimum, very low, no need to talk every day, no need to talk for more than 18 minutes at a time. Keep the location low pressure, one course meal or one activity at a time. And if you're attracted to the guy, still force yourself to be open to going on meetups with others so you can compare and contrast. And fourth, don't give away the cow with the milk. Be mindful of how you dress, how you approach, how you look. Be seductive, be alluring, be intelligent, but don't be obnoxious. Don't be that girl. Show him your feminine side, which will encourage the masculine side of him to come out. You receive, he gives. Lastly, out of all this, usually women say, well, isn't that cheating? If I really like him and I am confident he's not seeing anyone else, then I'm just saying, I want to make sure that I'm not violating myself because I have integrity. And that is admirable, and that makes complete sense. There is a foolproof way of taking care of that as well. So let's say you meet him. It was awesome. We go out on the first meetup, and the meetup is at Starbucks. You meet him. He gets the coffee. You have the latte. He has the macchiato. You sit down. You ask him, so is this us dating exclusively? Now, if his response to you right there is, yes, I want to date you exclusively. From the moment I saw you, I knew you were the one. Man, run for the hills. You already know you got a problem. But more than likely, if you ask a man that question on the first date, the first time I meet him, he's going to look at you crazy. So this is our first date. Does this mean that we're dating exclusively? And he's going to pause for a minute and probably stutter. And then you reassure him, oh, no, I was not implying. I'm just trying to understand where you are so I know where we are, because I like clear communication from the beginning. And then he'll probably, if he has any type of decency about himself and he is mentally stable, will probably say something like this. I like you. I do. That's why I'm here. But let's see how things go. I don't know if we can really define that today. I can't say that I'm seriously dating anyone right now. And then you'll reply and say the same. I feel the same. I'm not saying that I'm seeing anyone seriously right now. I like you as well. I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to meet up. And I am sure and confident. Now, this is the part that's very, very key, ladies. Then you say, and I am sure and confident that if that time happens and if we get there, you will let me know when we're there. And then you immediately change the subject. Get off of it. Talk about how hot your coffee is, how wonderful it is, how great the sun looks outside, the birds, whatever. How well he smells, whatever you want to say. But change the subject. But right there, you got it out of the way. He's not seeing anyone seriously. That doesn't mean that man said he wasn't seeing anyone, ma'am. Okay? Number two, you say that you're not seeing anyone seriously because you're not seeing anyone seriously. These are meetups. These are interviews. The same as you would do for a job, for a house, for a child, for in vitro fertilization. Get it through your head. Okay? That is what it is. This is not you having five boyfriends simultaneously. This is just like with friendships, with relationships, it's getting to know people. It's a period of time. And some will make the cut and some won't. And that is absolutely okay. But if you really, really feel that in your heart of hearts, you don't want to deceive people, that's what you do. You start with the question. You don't tell him, ask him. Let him lay out the plan first. He's the man. Let him take the lead. But also be aware that it's also a great question, because then you'll be able to see if you're dealing with a crazy person. Because only a crazy person is going to go on a date with you for the first time and decide that, oh, yeah, we need to be together. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Non-exclusive dating. Ooh, we went into it today. The whys, the hows, the whens. That was a lot. The definition of it, the three reasons why you should, so you don't bond, because men do it to keep your sock high. The four ways on how you actually can do it: phone and text conversation, short, location, one course, one activity. Make sure that the guy, even if you like him, force yourself to stay open until he says you're exclusive. And four, sis, don't give away the guy with the milk. We got to work on that one, okay? I know we do. Keep your hands to yourself and let him do the same. And lastly, if you really feel that you have the need to be honest, you don't come out and tell him on the very first date and the very first time, you break the ice. Go ahead, pop that cherry. You just ask him, are we seeing each other exclusively? And just real matter of fact, If he's mentally stable, he'll get choked up. If he's crazy, he will say yes, and then you will end the date and then the meetup, and then you'll leave. Well, now is that time. It's about that time. I know this one was longer than most, but it was a lot chock full of information, and we probably need to revisit again and break it down a little bit more because that was a lot. But I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed the research here. I think that I even learned a lot. So I have one client and she's trying it. She's learned a lot about herself. I love it. But I want to know, have you tried it? Have you been successful? Have you tried it? Have you failed miserably? Why? What do you worry about this? What can we talk about it? Men, what are you not fond about it? I think that men are not fond of it. My personal opinion is they just don't want the thought that the woman they like possibly could be with someone else. I really don't think that they're just not fond of it. But again, this is not a person being out, being slutty or being hoeing. This is actually, if a mature person can go out in public and have a public activity with someone, that's what it is, getting to know another individual. But I really do. I want to hear from my listeners, and I want to say I enjoyed this episode. I want to know what you all think of it. Please visit us on Instagram, @mahogany_more, on Facebook, same name, Mahogany More. But most importantly, in the comments on Instagram, on @mahogany_more, tell one friend, tell a family member about us this week, and let's keep this conversation going.